Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, everybody. If you're up, I'm so glad that you're with us on how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We talk basically medicine from a natural perspective if we can. Today, we're going to jump right in. Irina, if you're ready, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready, I think. I'm drinking my coffee, so I'm getting ready.
All right, well, get ready, because what I want to do today is bring up a topic that is always on the mouth of a lot of people. As a matter of fact, it's become politically surrounded to the point where even some of the great political people that I listen to, that I enjoy, often have jumped in on this topic where they, in my opinion, have no right to. They have no knowledge of this. They're just taking whatever they're hearing and re-spitting it out. So they probably should stick to what they do best. I don't do politics. They shouldn't do medicine. So today's question is, are you a vaccinator type of person or are you an anti-vax person? Now, I'm going to present with Irina pretty much both sides of the equation. At the end, you make the decision, but during the show, we'd like you to pick up the phone and call us and tell us what your thoughts are. In other words, where do you stand and why? And I'm not going to say either one, which way is better or not. You have to make your own decisions when it comes to certain things, and I'm not sure you get all the information. Of course, the types of vaccines were diphtheria and tetanus. They get pertussis, which is whooping cough, measles, mumps, and rubella, polio vaccine. They also get hepatitis A, hepatitis B vaccine, Haemophilus influenza they get, varicella, which we give to older folks so they don't get the recrudescence or the show up of herpes 2 virus again. Varicella is chickenpox, that basically vaccine, rotavirus vaccine, pneumococcal vaccine, flu vaccines that you hear about, all different types, HPV vaccine, and meningococcal vaccine. Now, those are the majority of the vaccines that you hear folks talk about, and you know that many of these are put out there for us to basically decide, but it's becoming a political arena, and we're talking certain states saying you're going to be forced to have your children and yourself vaccinated. Now, as a story from me, I did some work in Africa, and to get into the country, we had to get a lot of vaccines. I mean, from yellow fever right down the line. And by the time we got there, myself and four children and the wife at the time, we got there. We had about eight different vaccines down our arms. 3 days later, we're in the middle of Africa with 104 to 105 fever for 10 days straight, sick, throwing up, hallucinating. So I can tell you from my own experience that perhaps there are problems with all these vaccines, but still, again, what's the science and where are we at? So there are many different the concept. Let me just give you the concept. The concept of a vaccination is to prevent you from getting a serious or a disease that could cause problems. So that's the question we have to ask. If we are a vaxxer or anti-vaxxer, does it really prevent these diseases? And were these diseases, in any case, preventable by some other means? All right, so you can weigh in on this as we go today. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's how you call us, 855-DRMITCH, or 855-376-4824. All right, if you give us a call, we're going to be able to talk about, are you vaccinated or you're not? I don't care which way you are. I'm just going to give you both ways, and you figure it out for yourself by the end of the show, hopefully. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio, or AM 1170 The Answer, also known as 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with lots more with Dr. Mitch and, of course, Irina. We're here for you. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Okay, good morning, everyone, from 1170 or 96.1. I'm Dr. Mitch right here at CRN1 Talk, Conservative Talk Radio. We're talking about whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, trying to give you both sides and give you sort of the, I would say, the primer of what vaccines do and how they work. Well, let me start with that. I think that's the most important thing. So how does a vaccine work? It's either a live virus that's been attenuated, obviously a virus that's been brought down so it doesn't actually give you the disease, because that would make no sense whatsoever, of course, or it's a dead virus. In either case, the idea is to provoke your body's immune system to produce a few knowledgeable cells that will remember this virus if it comes around. So let me give you an idea of how that works. So I give you a shot of, let's say measles. They all work basically the same. A few cells remember the measles, recognize it. When the measles start to come about, or you get it, perhaps associated with it, someone coughs on you, or you get a close encounter of the measles, then that couple cells will tell the rest of the immune system to clone a lot of antibodies or clone fighter cells against it and stop it from taking hold. The concept is good. It works well. The vaccination makes sense when we do it that way. Now, why then is it the opposite way? What would be one of the problems associated with that? Well, it assumes that we have a decent immune system. Remember, if we're giving a shot of something, it makes the assumption that our immune system is working properly. Now, what happens in someone who's infirmed or has a poor immune system or, for example, can't take it? So there are kids, for example, to give you the extreme, where people with cancer whose immune systems have been wiped out. And that is because of the chemotherapy. They would never get a vaccine because that vaccine may actually cause the actual disease or perhaps a lot of symptoms. So most of us lie between those two extremes. Now, as we get older, you can imagine that the immune system isn't as functioning. And so you hear when we talk about, for example, the flu vaccination, which is most important for the elderly not to get the flu, right? Makes sense. The problem is that the immune system function is much less capable of actually developing a good immune response when that vaccine is given. So again, you want to try to protect certain groups of people by using a vaccine. The problem is many of the people you're trying to protect may not be able to get the immunity that these drugs may bring. Let's just look at a couple of them for a second and see what the story is. Let's start with, for example, measles. Measles is a red blotchy disease. It's a fever. It's a dry cough. It's a runny nose. But then when we look at it, we basically have wiped it out. There's only about 188 cases at all in 2015. It takes about 10 to 14 days to come about. You hear about the vaccine measles, mumps, and rubella. Mumps, by the way, is about 20,000 or less cases a year. And of course, that's the chipmunk look of the face when the salivary glands get all swollen and you get headaches and fatigue. And of course, men got to be careful, because if that swelling gets into the testicles, they can become sterile. And then you have, of course, rubella, which is also about less than 20,000 a year. And of course, again, it's a special rash that people get. And these are the reasons that we want to give these so that kids don't get these. And of course, there's the whole concept of what we call herd, H-E-R-D, like a cattle herd immunity, which I think we should divert for 1 second. Herd immunity basically is saying, hey, if you have enough people vaccinated, then other people that are not, that are within the herd, are not going to get it, because there's no what we call vector. There's no way of getting this virus or bacteria into someone who's in the middle of the herd, which has been protected. Makes sense? Like for the outside of the circle, there's like a bunch of guards with guns, and the people inside don't have the guns. But, well, if your outside circle is pretty good, they can't get in. Does that make sense so far to you? I just want to make sure I'm making sense.
Yeah, I think you explained it really well.
Okay, so that's what herd immunity is. The vaccinators say, hey, we need to have a lot of people vaccinated so we can protect those, for example, that are infirm, like the someone with cancer or someone very elderly. Others, the anti-vaccinators, would say, hey, if enough people get vaccinated, I don't have to worry about it anyway. And they would use that just a part of this argument is the statistics show that there are so few of them every year. Why get these if there are problems associated, which we'll get to later, with the vaccines? And yes, I know the anti-vaccinators talk about the problem with the vaccines having a lot of things in it like mercury that can cause autism. And then they try to the other side say, well, no, that's not true. We've proven that's not true. But there is something to having and getting a lot of things to the immune system. Let's talk about that for 1 minute. You know, the immune system is bombarded by lots of things every day. We always look for a causal relation of one specific thing. I think it's naive, and that's used by both sides, and both sides are wrong. I think if you look at what you breathe in, the 125 to 275 chemicals that we typically put in our bloodstream from the minute we wake up in the morning, brush our teeth, wash our hair, put the deodorant on, colognes, etc. That which we eat during the day, the preservatives and things of that nature, the pesticides that we ingest. When you add all this together, and then, of course, there are things in the vaccines, and let's just for 1 moment look at the mercury. We don't know really the straw that bakes the camel's back. We don't know which one of these. It's probably a host of all of them. And, you know, trying to prove an exact causal relationship of mercury to the next may be difficult. But one, on the other hand, we need to admit that the immune systems today are in a much poorer situation than they were before. We're in a situation where more than 50% of the Americans are going to get cancer. 50% of males and females, you're not far behind. So there's something that's bothering and irritating the living daylights out of our immune systems. And if the vaccines are one more thing, they are one more thing, regardless of what you're thinking. And again, it will always boil down to benefit versus risk. What's the risk of getting a disease? What's the benefit of getting this particular vaccine or whatever it is? And what are the problems that are associated, which Irina and I are going to talk about today? Now, when they make these vaccines, they make them with a lot of things that are in them. They're called adjuvants. It's a big word, but they're adjuvants. And I don't care what anybody says, they are additional items that go in. And yes, they're in small quantities. But I had this argument once before in a radio program when I said that, you know, you should eat organic this and organic apples. And a farmer called me and said, you know, that's not right. We have to get our crop. And it's only a little bit of this pesticide that you get in one apple. Yet, when you look at the studies, children who eat apples that are non-organic get 14 different pesticides in their system every year. So if you look carefully at this whole story, you have 14 different pesticides. I said to the person, this nice farmer, listen, a little bit of yours and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Everyone's saying the same exact thing. It adds up, doesn't it? And he was silent, and I hung up on him. So the adjuvants are what we're going to talk about when we come back. What's in these vaccines and what are they? You decide at the end. Are you a vaccinator or anti-vaccinator? Give us a call, please, at 855-DR-MITCH. You weigh in on this, 855-376-4824. We're here to help you. You want to send us a comment, you can do it at imconsult.us. You're listening to CRN One Talk Network or AM 1170 The Answer or 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with lots more on vaccination. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found this. That I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, RegenerativeMedicalAssociates, MedicalAssociates.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch. We're talking about whether you vaccinate or you don't vaccinate. My board operator says he's into vaccination. Well, let's see if he still is with that at the end of the program when we pretty much try to give you both sides. The side for the vaccination, of course, is it's going to prevent a horrible or semi-horrible disease like polio, etc. And we've wiped polio out pretty much from the world. And so the vaccinators and people that get it would say, wow, look what we've done. And, of course, with certain other diseases. But along with that, we have to take the negative. We have to look at both sides. You know, just calling one person or the other side dumb or stupid doesn't work for me. We have to have some reason. Like I said earlier, like my favorite political talk host people who talk about vaccinations and or anti-vax in either case, they know little or nothing about the true medicine and are only spouting off what they've gotten from someone else that's handed to them. But there is a lot of information about it, and you need to look through it and look at both sides and find out which makes sense for you. For example, there are lots of problems associating a study that was done in Plus One or PLOS, which is on site, online, very well accepted journal called Adverse Drug Reactions and Spontaneous Reports. According to a 2009 Chinese pediatric population in Shanghai, which is 17 million, vaccines were the largest cause of side effects. Vaccines actually were the biggest cause of drug-reported problems, more so than pretty much anything else that they had. And this was reported in JAMA. And we know that the properly prescribed medicines are part of the issue. So why is that? Why may there be some problems? Well, let's talk about some of the material you put in your body when you get vaccinated. The pure concept of vaccination is excellent, isn't it? You get this little vaccine, you never get that disease. I like it. But I have to weigh in on the other side as well. There's something called adjuvants. Adjuvants are additives into some of these vaccines. Vaccines are not just the pure virus, dead or alive. It could be dead, could be alive, but they're not just the pure virus. So, Irina, tell me this a little bit directly from the literature. What are some of the other things that Mike, for example, our port operator, doesn't know that he got when he got vaccinated? What are some of the things he got? Because he's a young guy. How old are you, Mike?
I am 36.
A baby. All right. So let's tell this baby how much other things he's got. So just sort of hang in, listen to this list, Mike. Go ahead. What do we got?
All right. We have aluminum in many of them.
All right. So we know aluminum is a toxic metal, goes right through the blood-brain barrier, can easily adds to Alzheimer's. Yes, it's just a little bit. I got that argument. Drop it. It won't work with me anymore because you just get a little bit of everything every day. That doesn't mean it's okay because it's a little bit. You know, you wouldn't give your kid a little bit of arsenic if you knew what it was. What else is in there?
I have formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is a product that we know is an embalming fluid. Now, Mike, it's my opinion you should be dead before you're embalmed, but I guess you'd have to make that decision. I'm just thinking death should precede embalming. What else do we have?
I have bovine extract.
Bovine, that's from cattle, extract from cattle, exactly what that is. Usually they use what's called bovine serum extract to grow viruses. We put them in some sort of medium, and they use either calf fetal serum enzyme, or in this case, bovine. Okay, what else?
And we have some antibiotics like neomycin, polymycin.
Okay, so now you got some antibiotics in your shot. What else?
Yeast protein.
Okay, a little bit of yeast is good. What else?
I have monkey kidney tissue. Ew.
Ew, monkey. That's it, Mike. Mike, that hair that you're growing around on your back, Mike, you now you see why it's happening.
Everything monkey makes kidney. More sense now.
Okay, so let me stop with the monkey tissue. Mike, you're lucky because you're only 36 years old. For those baby boomers that are listening to the show, you have more concern. I don't know if you recall for the baby boomers listening, and that's between 1955 and 1963, we were got the big call that we now have the oral polio vaccine. You may not remember this, Mike, because you're too young. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that because that's important. Us baby boomers are actually infected with a deadly virus. What? You think I'm making this up? Listen to me when we come back and then go look it up. We've been infected with a deadly virus. And yes, our government's already admitted to it. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll come right back at 855-DR-MITCH. We're telling our board operator, Mike, here. He likes vaccines. Well, do you like it at the end of the show? Make a decision. 855-376-4824. Now call us because you have to weigh in on this is an important subject. Vaccinate or not. 855-376-4824. We're right here at CRN One Talk Radio or AM 1170. The answer also 96.1 FM. Right back after these messages. Irina, you ready to come back?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike, hope you're ready too. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills,
IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us. integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Okay, we're circling around here, as the song will sing in a moment. I'm Dr. Mitch, Irene here with you. It is Sunday morning. If you're on the West Coast, it's early, but I hope you're up with us because we're talking about vaccines and whether you should vaccinate or not. We're leaving it up to you at the end of the day, but we're talking about how vaccines can create problems, maybe not problems, and the things are not just singular. It's always show me the cause. Is it directed? But, you know, when you hear all the things that we just started talking about that are in vaccines, there is some cause for at least thought, okay? She mentioned some monkey product. You said something like that before the break.
And I'm looking here. This one has insect cell protein.
And insect cell proteins and things of this. I mean, yes, there may be a positive to it, but at the same time, it's still a yuck. But that's not enough just to be grossed out about something. In 1955 through 1963, we all got excited. Of course, I was young. My parents said, we're going over to the school. The school had lines and lines and rows of people coming through from all the neighborhoods for the new oral polio vaccine. The new oral polio vaccine was a sugar cube, so it was kind of fun. You got a sugar cube with the actual, polio virus in it. I think we went two or three times, if I recall, and this was supposed to help out. What we didn't know at the time, and you can easily check what I'm trying to tell you now with some research, the guy that was the head of Merck Sharp at that time research team knew that they used certain monkeys from Africa, and these monkeys were infected with SV40, simian virus 40. And We knew Simeon Virus 40 was a problem. He knew it too. And if you can find the YouTube of Hildebrand talking, you'll get to hear it. And they started to give this polio vaccine to different low animals, like we do now testing, like the FDA test, you know, insists on certain phase testing. They found that pretty much the majority, if not all of the animals they gave this polio vaccine that was laced with this simian virus 40, ended up with cancerous growths. And so between the years of 1955 and 1963, more than 98 million baby boomers, yes, lots of you that are listening to the show right now, were infected with simian virus 40. So not only did we give you a polio virus to stop, we gave you a little extra present called simian virus 40. And with that, of course, we're seeing a remarkable increase in cancers. Now, is there a direct relationship to it? You could say yes or no, just like the vaccinators say there's a direct relationship to dropping it, although there are arguments that that's not true, too, and I'll give you one in a little while. But simultaneously, we have to look at and say, okay, we have simian virus 40 going around. The cancer rates are going up. It did it in all the small animals they did, and believe it or not, Merck Sharp still said, give that vaccine. Give it out. Now, they completely ignored this. They didn't bring it to the public's eye. They did use this. It was in these vaccines. So who's protecting who is my question. I guess that would be a question for people that are long gone and dead at the time. The researchers, they're not here anymore. But does the dollar bill sort of push us in a direction of what we're going to do? I mean, use your sense and you can hear. Now, this is what happens. In 1963, now, the government says, all right, no more. They felt it was funky and a problem. So now the new polio vaccines don't have simian virus 40 in them. They removed it. So they also thought it was a problem. So don't tell me that, oh, it's no big deal, because it is a damn big deal. And if you didn't get it and you're younger than the baby boomers that are listening to the show, then maybe we can find you some SV40 we can inject you with and see if that is a problem later on. But you won't do that. And that's a talk for another thing. And the vaccinators for all the different vaccines didn't feel like getting sued and said they wouldn't make these vaccines, and somehow got our government to come up with the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Yes, it's called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. You know that if you're injured, you can't sue the doctor from a vaccine injury. You cannot sue the company from a vaccine injury. Who are you going to sue? Oh, you're going to sue the National Child Vaccine Injury Act, which is by now paid out more than $3 billion, just so you're aware. Must be a reason for that.
And I'm sure they fight every single case.
I'm sure they fight every single case tooth and nail. They still have paid out $3 billion. And I personally, as a clinician, physician, have seen patients who have gotten a vaccine like HPV and had severe side effects. We'll talk about that in a moment.
We also have a friend that unfortunately lost a child, and, you know,
they did
say it was from that. Because
from the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, the naysayers or the vaccinators who really know little say, oh, it's only in a few people. It's only here and there. $3 billion later. And China study saying more than 40% of the adverse reaction in children are because of the vaccines. That's a pretty large amount for when there's only 155 cases of a certain ailment a year, or less than 20,000 in a population in America that's more than 300 million. Somehow, again, you must weigh the risk versus the benefit. And, of course, again, it all depends on having a good immune system. What are some of the other disgusting? I know there's 40, 50 different adjuvants in there. Can you give me another example of some of the things that are in the vaccines that Mike took and thinks are so good to give to himself and his children? We want to try to show him what he's giving. He's got to think twice about it next time. What do you got?
Well, there are mineral salts.
Mineral salts, okay.
Polysorbate 80. Well, sodium borate.
Wait, sodium borate, polysorbate 80. Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is that when Mike introduces this to himself or into his children, or anybody does that's listening, you're getting a potpourri of anything from stealth viruses, other viruses that are there, You're getting other growths that are there. You're getting insect parts. You're getting monkey parts. You're getting junk and other chemicals. So basically, you need a master's degree or a PhD in organic chemistry or inorganic chemistry to really understand what you're getting. Go ahead. What else?
How about this one? 3-O-desacyl-4-monophosphoryl-lipid-A.
Hey, Mike, you have to say that three times for us when we come back. So there are all sorts of things, including squalene. Obviously, there's a lot going on. Let's talk about a new antiviral product for HPV, which we have a problem with in this country. And let's look at it. It's positive, but let's look at the negative as well. And you decide, you want to give your kid HPV vaccine? I've seen two cases of significant problems, but let me just give it to you just straight up. You decide. You want to weigh in on vaccinate or not? Call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. It's simple to do. I'm right here at CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 PM. Get us a call. We're going to be right here. Right back with a lot more vaccination. Dr. Mitch and Irina. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
We're back, Dr. Mitch, talking about vaccination versus not vaccination. Trying to give you both sides of it. The positive, of course, if you've just joined us, is quite obvious. You don't get the disease. The side effect is you get another disease or something else. Either way, not a great story, but it's risk versus benefit. You have to make the decision at the end of the show. If you miss it, you can always go to our website. It's imconsult.us. That's imconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T.us. By the way, there you can literally do whatever you want. You can send us a text, an email about a question. We'll talk about it on the air later on. All the archive shows are there. Having a little problem getting the archives up. There's been a little technical error, but we'll get them all up there. You can hear all shows. If you missed a part of it, joined us a little late, you can always find out what's going on. I try to keep us going in the right direction. What are the newest vaccines that we have, Irina's HPV? Did you have that vaccine as a woman?
No.
Well, they're talking about...
You know, I'm a little older. I don't think they had it back then.
Well, they have it now. HPV stands for human papillomavirus. To give you the overview, of course, it is one of the biggest causes for cervical cancer. And cervical cancer, is a problem that usually occurs, the incidence of this, somewhere between 20 and 49 years old. It's also a problem because the two serotypes, number 16 and 18, there's different, I guess, what we would say, types of HPV. But the 16 and 18 are responsible for cancer growth. And, of course, they can be responsible for the marked increase in throat and mouth and tonsil cancers. Yes, the young people nowadays are getting a remarkable tick increase, so to speak, in the incidence of mouth and head and neck cancers. The reason is because this HPV is being moved into the throat. You can imagine why: a kiss, oral sex, and then it ends up in the throat and it begins to grow. So it starts to go up and up and up. But they're talking about, of course, at age 12 or so, vaccinating pretty much the girls. And now we're going to be talking about soon vaccinating the kids. But I have to tell you, you have to remember that no matter what you do, some things that you give people have a secondary effect. Doesn't all medicine have pages in the physician's desk reference of problems and side effects? That's why we have 40 medicines for high blood pressure, more than 40 for diabetes, for antidepressants, for people depressed. We probably have 40 there too. So there are some bad risks. And now they're saying, and there is evidence, that by giving a woman an HPV vaccine, it actually can increase their risk of getting cervical cancer instead of preventing it. Yeah, that's right. They don't know that, and they'll never know about the study that was officially retracted after it was printed in a journal's editors because the author's use of some name to protect themselves. They quickly got nervous, and they pulled the article. The article was published in the Indian Journal of Medicine Ethics. And they did note a significant rise in invasive cervical cancer from 2000 to 2015 among women between the ages of 20 and 49 that got the HPV vaccine. Not only was there a rise in cervical HPV, it also highlighted how the FDA analysis of the vaccine that we use showed a greater risk of pre-malignant cell changes. Okay, what I just said is that this groundbreaking report basically said that if you got the vaccine, the cervix started to get worse and more problematic and changed the cells and even made it more likely that you'd end up with cervical cancer. Oh boy, isn't that great? And then the journal's editors removed mentions of the Karolinska Institute. By the way, they do work here down at Nova University, where I'm a professor in Florida. And one of the people's study's name that took the claim for it, they took that off. And this went on and on. It went back and forth. But you can't imagine what happened, that more research should be there. And for the most part, they're saying that the side effects is insane of this, from ulcers, severe ulcers, chronic pain, infertility, paralysis. I saw two young girls right after the vaccine for HPV within 1 week having paralysis, and we cleaned them up, thank God, with what we did. Premature menopause. Some have lost their lives. To give you the actual thing, the HPV vaccine, and Mike, this is true, they've lost now 200 deaths. Over 57,000 adverse reactions were actually reported. Remember, not all are reported. And they were reported to the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System in the U.S., and the court ruling confirmed that it killed some people. It does have aluminum, which you mentioned before, polysorbate 80, which has been linked to multiple sclerosis, bad reactions, encephalitis. I'm trying not to be biased, but at the same time, Irina, I'm trying to say that lots of these things have bad side effects, and you know, there are arguments that several of the problems like polio, et cetera, the actual incidence was going down anyway in the United States population. And again, we're not sure, you know, whether it would have gone down without these vaccines or not. There is a great positive, but simultaneously, there's some really ugly side effects. I guess if you get the vaccine, you don't get cancer, you don't get a side effect, you're not paralyzed, and you never get cervical cancer. It works. But what about the poor folks that do? And even if it is, you're talking 257,000 from just one vaccine? What the heck is going on? We need more safety measures. We need more insight. Let's look at that. 855-DR-MITCH. Last chance to weigh in before the end of the show. It's 855-376-4824. CRN 1 Talk Radio. We're here for you. Or AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. Come on, just pick up the phone and call us. Mike, you're going to be on next. We're talking to you about this. I'm Dr. Mitch. Irene here with me. We'll be right back.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Last segment of Vaccinate or Don't Vaccinate, bringing you as much material as we can today. If you missed any part of the show, just go to imconsult.com. That's I as in Irina, M as in Mitchell, consult.com. Who do we have, Mike? All right, bring them up. Just let's bring up that person. Hi, Dr. Mitch. Welcome to the Dr. Mitch Irina Show. Who's this?
My name's Mike Yost, Dr. Mitch.
Hey, is it Mike? Is that your name, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Mike. What do you say? Vaccinate or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, you know, I just have a question. Why they make something that is good for you, but they put all this bad stuff in with it?
That's a great question, Mike.
All the negatives, I don't think it's worth it.
Well, I might think just like you, and I think Irina thinks like you too. If you keep your immune system healthy, probably not. They put these things in because they want to make sure there's no other bacteria there. They had it years ago. They had to grow it on something. We've grown things in eggs. We've grown things on bovine serum. We've grown things, as you see, from monkeys they got from Africa. But, you know, it was short-sighted. It was done quickly. And now lots of, for example, the flu vaccine, we don't really know which flu is going to be here. We guess a year before. And then they say, oops, like this year, we made a mistake. And then we don't realize that a lot of people don't have a good enough immune system. And then when you add all these things in, these detergents and things, they do that supposedly to keep the vaccine healthy and to keep the vaccine to absorb better and things of this nature.
I think also it has to do with the shelf life. They want
shelf
to make
life.
A bunch of it and make it, you know, make
exactly.
more money and out of it, because if they have to just constantly make new ones, fresh ones, and they would make their little profits.
Exactly, Mike. It allows it to stay around, and, you know, it's massive business, Mike, billions of dollars. Does that help you in your thought process?
Sort of, kind of.
Why do they... Go ahead.
Dr. Mitch, you know, I somewhat understand all that stuff, but I don't. And I, you know, I was thinking maybe, like for the vaccine, whatever is good for you, it's too strong, and they add all this other stuff to counteract it. And heck, make a smaller pill and just make it for the good stuff of what you need. Doggone it.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Dr. Mitch, for your...
Good, Mike. You're well.
I appreciate your time, sir.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for listening, Mike. The bottom line is really, Mike, why don't we do things to clean up the environment so that our immune systems aren't challenged every day? Why don't we have the right foods? Why don't we have the clean air, water, etc.? And that's really the key to all of this. How do we keep it clean? Irina, what do you say?
Well, you're right, because, I mean, it would take a lot of money to clean it all up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mike, you listened to the program today, our board operator, Mike. You said you're a vaccinator. Any maybe little questions in your head now?
Well, Mitch, you've given me Dr. Mitch, you've given me a lot of food for thought. I guess I was coming from it from an emotional level, and now having a lot of scientific evidence from yourself, a physician, it really is having that data is really making me think.
And you should. That's all I'm asking anyone to ever do, is to think about it. There was actually, before we have only 1 minute, look at a study by an oncology diagnostician who actually exposed the HPV vaccine and how it actually made things worse also. So we have lots of evidence on both sides. All I'm asking you to do, like the gentleman that called, Mike, he's a really bright guy, isn't he? Look at both sides of an equation. Don't take things for granted just because your doctor told you or the government said it's good for you. Take a look at it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Join us every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific, 9 to 10 Eastern. Irina and I are here for you to talk about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We're CRN Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer at 96.1. Thanks to all the executives. God bless everyone. I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you soon. I am Dr. Mitch.